Yeah, so Curtis, what would your dream house be like? Tell me about the kitchen, living room, yard.
Well, I've thought a lot about my dream house and designing it. Actually, that's the kind of work that my father does, so he said he could draw the plans up for me. But I've done a lot of art, and I really want to work my art into the house. So the living room, I would like there to be a kind of a frieze around the outside of the room where I actually do the art myself. And I used to do a lot of construction when I was younger, and so I would really like to take part in the process so that I have a kind of sense of ownership with the house, that I've really built part of that. The kitchen, I want it to be a very large space and next to a room that has a lot of media so that you can kind of pay attention to things or watch tutorials and recipes while you're cooking. Follow along with your favorite chefs or cooking channels. I'd like a really big industrial refrigerator and a huge island that I can work with, as well as a massive sink for cleaning things. I used to work at a restaurant and I loved the dishwasher there because it was so quick and easy, so I would like a restaurant-style dishwasher in my kitchen too.
So tell me about what would your yard be like?
I would like a lot of grass. I really love a yard with nice grass, especially when you're playing soccer. You can get under the ball and have a lot of fun like that.
It's nice to have a big backyard to play sports.
Yeah, I think so as well.
What about your bathroom?
My bathroom. Well, I would like to have a kind of a spa in there. Honestly, I would like to have a big bathtub, but I want my house to have geothermal heating. And if I have a geothermal heating system, I can also probably have a hot spring in the bathroom. I'd like it to be quite big and have a nice shower as well, just a very nice open area with nice sinks. I don't want to feel constrained in my bathroom. I don't want it to be small. It has to be big.
Oh, what about your living room?
My living room, one of the things that was really important to me for my living room, again, is the art, that I want to have a lot of details around the outside that are murals or friezes that I've actually created on the walls, so that there's almost a kind of entertaining sense about it, just being in there before you turn on any other devices or televisions or anything like that. That there's kind of a artistic and comfortable feel to it. It doesn't feel sterile. It feels very homey.
Ah, cool. Would you have a big garage?
I probably would have a big garage because I really love driving, and I used to race cars at the track. And for the purposes of doing work on cars or any other DIY work around the house, I would like to have a really big, nice garage.
Would you have any sort of like swimming pool? Or I know you said you wanted a sauna in your bathroom, but.
Well, I would really like a portion that's maybe separate from the bathroom that has shutters that open up, so on a nice night you can actually open it and see out over the yard or whatever landscape that the house is built next to.
Oh, that would be cool.
But I would like the area to be a little bit private, hopefully surrounded by woods a little bit, where you can't see your neighbors immediately.
Yeah, exactly.